Support for the KNKX Studio Sessions comes from People's Bank, working with businesses and families to achieve their financial goals since 1921. People's Bank provides personal banking, business services, and home lending from 25 Western Washington locations. Info at peoplesbank-wa.com. People's Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We are thrilled to present the preeminent voice of the jazz flugelhorn, Dimitri Matheny, and his band. A student of Carmine Caruso and protege of the great Art Farmer, Dimitri has played with the likes of Larry Coryell, Tommy Flanagan, Joe Lovano, Max Roach, and many more. With over 100 album credits as a soloist, composer, arranger, and producer, his latest release focuses on his love of film scores. Jazz Noir includes his own music, including some clever film noir narration, and criminally cool songs from Taxi Driver and Chinatown and even Twin Peaks. He's live on 88.5 today with a fantastic band, Jay Thomas on sax, Bill Anschell piano, Phil Sparks, and Devon Lewis at the bass and drums. Please welcome the Dimitri Matheny Group.
Thank you.
Dimitri Matheny Group, live on 88.5 KNKX in the studios with Dimitri on flugelhorn, a fantastic band of Seattle All-Stars, Jay Thomas on sax, Bill Anschell, Phil Sparks, and Devon Lewis at the piano, bass, and drums. Dimitri on the flugelhorn, which is not an instrument we see, I think, enough of in jazz. You actually started on trumpet when you were a kid. What was it that led you to the big horn?
Oh, thank you for calling it the bighorn. That's what Art Farmer always called it. And it was a lot of his music. I kind of became enamored with the music of Art Farmer, and he was only playing flugelhorn at the time. He got this big sound. And I was playing trumpet, and I was doing all these awful things to the trumpet to try to get a warm sound. Like I took all the lacquer off the bell with steel wool, and I stuck athletic socks up in the bell, and none of that did it. And then I discovered the flugelhorn, and that was it.
Now, you actually got to meet Art Farmer and worked with him quite a bit, and I wonder how he helped you develop your sound.
Well, he was great. Art Farmer was so kind and so generous, spent a lot of time with me. You know, at first, I asked him a lot of questions about music, and we'd work on tunes, and we work on our sound together. After a while, I just kind of followed him around on the road and pestered him, you know, carried his case and asked him all kinds of questions like, you know, how do you get the bass on the airplane? And, you know, who feeds your cat when you're on the road? Things, you know, things that you can graduate with a degree in music and never learn. But he did spend a lot of time with me on sound production and on melody. He believed melody came first and mattered most.
Now, you've worked in the music business in a lot of different angles. Besides just as a performer, you've worked as a producer and a composer and an arranger and as a sideman on a lot of records. And I wonder if that was always your plan, to be involved in as many aspects of the music business as you could, or if that was just, hey, while I'm not doing this gig, I might as well write a song. Or
it was a little bit by design. I found that when I was about ready to graduate from school and start my career as a recording artist and playing jazz, that I was terrified because there were a lot of aspects of the business I didn't understand. So I worked for a little while for a record company and for a little while for a radio station. I did a little bit of working behind a publicist and working for a jazz festival just to kind of get a sense of how it's done and how all the parts. And one thing that I've learned is that this music is only possible because of all of the different people that work behind the scenes.
Dimitri, what have you got for us next?
We're going to play a song. It's an original of mine, and it's called Perfect Peaches. And it's written for a friend of mine named Peaches, and I'll just tell you briefly about her. She has all the gravitas and, she's like Mrs. Howell meets Ginger meets Marianne. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you don't watch enough television.
Dimitri Matheny Group live on 88.5 KNKX. Thank you. Dimitri Matheny on the flugelhorn, Jay Thomas saxophone, Bill Anschell, Phil Sparks, Devon Lewis piano, bass, and drums. That tune called Perfect Peaches, and we led off with a really cool medley of noir tunes that we didn't properly credit. We heard the theme from Laura and Chinatown and Vertigo and Taxi Driver and also Blues in the Night. I'm not sure if I missed any in there, but it's a wonderful new record, and I'd love to talk about it with you, Dimitri. I understand the Jazz Noir actually began as a public television project. Is that right?
Not exactly.
A film series of some sort?
Unless you say that me watching a lot of television is a public television project. No, I first became obsessed with this genre of, you know, the detective, the hard-boiled detective, not from these great films, but from the 1970s television detective crime dramas like Columbo and Macmillan and Wife. McLeod, you know, that stuff. And I just loved the incidental music that was played by these studio orchestras as part of these TV shows. And so this project kind of bounces from that to film themes and crime jazz and some timeless classics as well.
Now, you've added some of your own narration in spots here, which I think is really effective. But I wonder where the idea for that came from, and are those your own words? Did you write those?
Well, there are two of them. One of them I wrote. I say I wrote it. It's called Crime Scenes, but it's just a collection of cliches that you might find in, like, Raymond Chandler or something like that. And then the other one was actually written, the song Film Noir is from a poem by Dana Gioia, who's now the poet laureate for the state of California.
Could you give us one of those classic noir cliches, if you have one off the top of your head?
Oh, you know, she was the kind of girl, when she looked your way, her eyes drew a chalk outline right around your heart.
Have you composed your own film scores and TV scores? Have you got into score work at all?
I have a little bit. What I've done a little bit more is licensing of recordings for soundtracks and films. And there's one called Shade, which is actually a modern noir with Tandy Newton and Sylvester Stallone, and in that film, you know, when they're in the love scenes, when you hear the flugelhorn in the background, that's from my recordings, and that's kind of fun to do, you know, when you've got music in the can and they use it in a movie.
Dimitri Matheny has been spending a lot of time up and down the West Coast, and just recently moved to Centralia.
Yeah.
Some might ask, what are you running away from?
I'm on the lam.
Why Centralia? It's a wonderful town, but what brought you to that neck of the woods?
I actually chose to live there because it's exactly between the Emerald and the Rose.
Right in the middle.
And so, you know, I intend to spend a lot of time up in these parts. I've been coming up here for years, and there's so many great musicians that live here and lots of nice places to play. And I love the rain, so it's just right for me.
Dimitri, we've got time for one more song. What would you like to play?
Okay, we're going to play a song for you called What Now, My Love, which I understand was a big hit in the 60s and 70s. I discovered it because it's YouTube gold. If you put this title into YouTube, there are so many great versions. I first heard the Lee Morgan version of this song, but I've since discovered that there's a Sonny and Cher and Elvis and Tom Jones and Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass and all kinds of versions of this song. Anyway, we're going to put our spin on What Now, My Love.